invite some of the men to come to prepare to serve communion. This is our opportunity to remember what Jesus did for us. The rescue that we today enjoy and the rescue that he is eager to extend to the nations to bring the fame of his name, the amazing privilege of being in relationship with him to every person. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is holding out his hands to us, to our community, and he's doing that through us. We are called to be his ambassadors, to be his representatives, to represent him in our community, and to share the truth about him with the people around us. We need to have a grasp on that truth ourselves. We need to anchor ourselves in the gospel that all we ever deserve is hell. And we can't pull ourselves out of that. But God saw, God heard, God cared, and God came down in the person of Jesus, the second person of the triune God, who became human so that as a human he could be nailed to a cross and bear my sins in his body on the tree so that I could be forgiven and enjoy favor that I don't deserve, grace that I don't deserve and never will. I'm a recipient freely of his grace. He pours it out freely. He paid the price in full. And it was an infinite price, and this is a reminder of that. We have bread broken that represents his body broken for us. We have juice that represents his blood poured out on the cross to pay the price for our sins. But he's called us to be his ambassadors, to bring that good news to the world. So may we step out of our small, narrow focus and say, God, how would you have me live in such a way that the fame of your name is advanced in this community and around the world? If you're a believer in Jesus, that means you've received the free gift. You're depending completely only on what Jesus did for you on the cross. You're invited, you're welcome to remember with us. This is a holy thing, a sacred moment, to remember what Jesus did for you personally, individually. Once we've all been served, we'll give thanks and take that together. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but for the sake of your steadfast love and faithfulness. We today are recipients of your steadfast love and faithfulness demonstrated on the cross. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. He gave himself as a propitiation for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. And Lord, help us not to keep this good news to ourselves. Help our relationship with you fuel our passion for the nations, for people whom you love. Use us for your glory. We are yours. We were bought with a price. And we look back at that day and we remember what it cost, and we worship. We give ourselves to you and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood